Anyways, this is a private commentary. See, I can't, though, and those devotees who present, they don't have the same luxury which you have. You can divide your time and say, okay, we need a little bit more rest, or we need to walk, or we need to meet someone and discuss, perhaps outside of the schedule. But those who have to give lectures and presentations, and have to meet many devotees, they don't have this luxury. But I always feel for you to make the retreat work, it's good if the yawning becomes more than 3 times a day that you do some resting. Okay, this is, I want to affectionately greet you. This will be our last presentation together on the subject of the 5 pillars of Chaitanya Bhakti. You could also say fundaments, just like a fundament or pillars carry a building. In much the same way, these 5 principles can carry your bhakti. And if something is not there, no problem. When another one is not there, it starts to get shaky, so that you need to catch your balance. But if too many pillars miss, then you might well miss the whole point of bhakti. So it's good to know the pillars and to bring them into our life. So let me see, is God Krishna the God?
Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Sila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai. Jaya Radha Shyama Sunda, Radha Shyama Sunda, Radha Shyama Sunda Radhe. Hare Krishna, I again welcome all of you to this last session of our little seminar, The Five Pillars of Chaitanya Bhakti. Let us again repeat the verse and then go to the translation and then single out one of these principles. Arajyo Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayas Tatama Brindavanam Ramya Upasana Vrajavadu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramala Mamalam Prema Pumatoma Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tratadaro Naparam It is the conclusive opinion of Lord Chaitanya that the most worshipable form of the Lord is that of Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj. Vrindavan Dham is the topmost worshipable abode, the highest and most pleasing type of worship of Krishna is done by the Braja Gopis. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless authority on everything. And finally, fifth, Krishna Prema, or love of Krishna, is the fifth and highest goal of life. You must know, in our tradition, it is always important for every statement to have a point of reference. And as we have heard in our Keshava Maharaj's brilliant class this morning, in life it is also important to have a point of reference, something from which you draw the authority and the reason for what you are doing. So, on the path of bhakti, revealed scripture is that point of reference. And therefore Mahaprabhu refers to one of the Vedic scriptures, which is considered to be the fruit, the tasty fruit of the entire corpus of Vedic scriptures. He refers to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the fruit of the desire tree. The Bhagavatam in the 12th canto refers to it as Sarva Vedanta Saram, the essence of the entire Vedanta philosophy. These books, as we can learn, or if we learn, are not just books for intellectual fulfillment, but they do become companions that begin to advise us, guide us in life's urgent questions. And a very nice verse by Sanatan Goswami describes this. This verse needs a little bit background. We hear that at one point of his life, Sanatan Goswami, who had studied the Vedic scriptures, was not so sure about the conclusion. That's what the Bhakti Ratnaka says. In a dream, thank you so much. He had a dream one night, and in the dream, an effulgent personality handed him a copy of this book we are talking about, the Srimad Bhagavatam. More or less hinting, here, read this, this will guide you in all your questions which you might have. That was a dream. Now, early in the morning, you know, of that after the night of the dream, the night turned into dawn. And the dawn, as we all know, is seen as a time Well, for those who rest, who sleep during this time, they get physical strength. But for those who are awake to spiritual practice, the dawn is a time when the spirit is inhaled in them. Inspiration is given. So in dawn time, he heard a knocking at his door. He was up already. He opened the door, and lo and behold, there was an effulgent personality who handed him a little bundle and said, "Here, I forgot, was his name Darby Akash or another name? He called him by the name he had at that time. Saka Malik, I believe. Here is the answer to all your questions." And then this person went his way. When he opened the bundle, he saw the same book which was given to him in his dream, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he studied the Bhagavatam from then on. He had regular meetings in his home with pandits, with those who are well learned, to discuss it. And he wrote a verse, not one verse, five verses, and one of them we will chant together. Where in this one verse which we will chant together, he really makes his obeisances to the Bhagavatam and calls the Bhagavatam my only friend, my life's companion, my teacher, my great wealth, my deliverer, my good fortune, my bliss. He says all these things because he owes a debt of gratitude to the Bhagavatam. This is the verse. I will chant one line, the first line alone, so that we can get a hang of the meter. And then we just chant the first line together and all the following lines. Let me do this. Mat ekabando mat sangin, mat ekabando mat sangin, mat guru man mahadana, man nishtaraka mat bhakya, mat ananda namostute. Mat ekabando, O my only friend, mat sangim, no? We know sangha, my companion. You know, a friend is you meet from time to time. A companion is always there, walking by your side. Oh, my teacher, the teacher's teachings, they go in the heart and form your inner orientation. No? Oh, my great wealth. Oh, my deliverer. Oh, my good fortune. Oh, my bliss. Namostute. I offer respectful obeisances unto you. Why does he glorify a book as the greatest achievement in his life, really? Who takes on all these roles: friend, companion, teacher, wealth, deliverer, good fortune. My dear everyone, this book is something else. It is a revealer of eternal tattva. And Jiva Goswami gives one irrefutable reason why you do need such a sacred scripture, a revealed scripture that reveals, to know the truth. Because he says, just by the avaroha panta, that means making conclusions, making research, exploration, and moving upwards, it is in to speak it very plainly, it's like trying to climb to the cloud by using the alliance of raindrops which fall down as your rope. You won't get there with this rope. You try when it rains, you know. And this is what this is how he formulates it. I took this from a wonderful book of Keshava Maharaj. That which is created cannot know its source independently. You need help from the source. So therefore, the Bhagavatam, my dear devotees, or the revealed scripture is necessary to shed light in your darkness so that you know who is your source. Prabhupada gives the example, you can try and try and try by speculation to find out, is this my father? And you can ask every Swiss person, every German person, if you look Swiss or German like this, are you my father? It's very difficult to come to a conclusion like this, but if you go to your the authority, the mother who was laying by his side in that romantic night where you were conceived, you will know it much better. So the Shruti Praman, that the way you hear from the scriptures, like which are like your mother, is best. I want to say that this work was written in different languages. Yes, there is poetry. Yes, there is, how do you call this, prose. There's rhyme and so on. But I mean a different language. Much of what you find there is written in the Bhashya, Bhashya means language, of Samadhi, trance, in which subjects were revealed from a non-material source. No, so the Bhagavatam is a revealed scripture, revealed in the mature realization, that is how the first canto describes it, by the meditation, by the trance. Vyasadeva and the others have seen it in samadhi, no, in trance, in real deep realizations. And the Bhagavatam, therefore, is not a book, but it contains not just books and so on, and book knowledge, letters strewn across the page that form words, that form sentences, that form paragraphs. But this book has words of power in them, words that are self revelatory. Perhaps a sound of power is the thunderclap. Everyone, even the sleeping dog in your house, knows what is coming. Doesn't need any proof. It is self-revelatory. Words of power are also spoken by those who are invested with authority. For instance, when a it's a foolish example, but when a general whom his troops worship, calls out, "Attack, everybody!" Vroom. Whole civilization shift. Or when a priest, who is trusted, says, "I declare you and you, husband and wife, lifelong commitments and perhaps entanglements made. No? So words that have a special power, we know already in this world, but the Bhagavatam's power is more. It can reveal the Lord in the heart. Yes, by patiently reading the Bhagavatam, there is such a verse, the Lord is catched in the heart. And we will hear more about this when you will be discussing Bhagavatam in this very session. I wish to give you now a very important insight. These revelations can happen to you when you learn to turn yourself into a receptacle that can contain transcendence. What do I mean? I will now apply to your intellectual powers of understanding. You will have to focus a little. Now, everything that is received is of the same form as the receiver. This red bee juice, which hopefully brings an old man alive, comes from a vessel. It was poured into this glass and now is in the shape of this glass. Everything that is received has the same form as the receptacle. No, really. If I manage to finish this, and take water, which is in this thermos and which has a similar form as this thermos, and put it into this glass, my dear devotees, the shape in which the water is there will have the shape of the water. Everything that is received is of the same form as the receiver. John Keats, the poet, said, "For the peacocks, God has blue plumage. For the donkeys, he has long ears. For the chicken, God lays eggs. Everything is received," this was the concept of divinity, "according to the receiver." So if you wish to receive the Bhagavatam, not in a partial form like the peacocks, donkeys, and chickens. I'm sorry, these animals sound so, I mean the animal names sound so offensive when we use them for human beings. I don't mean this, I mean it in a philosophical way. If you want to see, get the unlimited ocean of the Bhagavatam knowledge, and not just a partial glass full of it, you will have to think a little bit what might be necessary to turn yourself into a receiver of transcendence. Am I successful to bring over the point?
Yes.
For those who are sitting in universities, please forgive my unacademic talk. I want to make something very clear. And I would like to tell you a story about this from an addendum to the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavatam Mahatmya from the Padma Purana. I have told the story many times, and those who have been in my lectures about this, please pay double attention, because at the end I will tell you something which you do not yet know, mostly. I will tell this for the first time, because for the first time I got a reliable translation of this. So I will tell the story, however, because many of us have not heard it, and so on. There's an instructive story about how this work Bhagavatam was discussed. It's about a sinner, Dundukari, who was so sinful that after his death he became a ghost and haunted the people in the village in which he used to live when he was human. Now, once his saintly brother, who had been on pilgrimage, returned to this village, and Dundukari, the previous, you know, the sinner who was now a ghost, tried to frighten him, but when he was not successful, he asked him if he could help him to become non-ghostly, to again get a form different from a ghost, which is terrible. So Gokana, the saintly brother, arranged a recital of the 12 cantos of the Bhagavatam, and at the end of the recital, this ghostly being suddenly appeared before the entire assembly of devotees in a wonderful form. Here in the Swiss summer retreat, one of our participants was lying, not in this guest house facility, but in a hotel down there. Don't want to say something bad about the hotel, and woke up screaming, terrified in the night. And when his wife and son came to see if a murder had come, with a knife perhaps, or so, and they found the man shaking, and he said there was a little girl all of a sudden in a transparent, translucent form who tried to enter into his body and drive him out of the body. That's what ghosts sometimes do. You know, they want to have a human body and need to drive the occupier out. And it was a struggle. By the way, if it ever happens to you, just start chanting. Has it happened to some of you? Yeah. Many times to me. So Dundukari, now the sinner, had previously been invisible, ghost form, but after the hearing the Bhagavatam, he showed up in a wonderful form. So imagine, he came into the assembly and they must have seen, "What happened to you? You look so good." And he said, "The Bhagavatam happened to me." So I want to now go into the direct language. He had a form with a marvelous, beautiful, and deeply blue-colored form. He was garlanded with tulasi leaves. He was wearing yellow clothes, a jeweled crown, my God, and earrings. And with an expression of the deepest gratitude, he prostrated himself before Gokarna, the reciter of the Bhagavatam, the saintly, no? And thanked him that he had recited the entire entire Bhagavatam for his benefit. And then as he glorified the Bhagavatam, a marvelous transcendental airplane, which was occupied by spiritual beings, that the Vishnu Duta descended into the midst of the assembly. You know, like I can imagine this, like a, you know, I don't want to give examples because it's so good, but and everything was surrounded by its effulgence. And before everyone, the previous sinner in his new transformed form boarded this illustrious Vimana. Now before he was leaving, Gokarna asked the denizens of Vaikuntha, the Vishnu Dutas, an important question for all of you. And here it gets interesting. There were many people in the audience who were purified by listening to the Bhagavatam as it was recited. Why then were these celestial carriages not brought for all of them? I observed them all participating equally. Everyone was equally participating in the act of hearing. Please explain, O beloved of the Lord, why there is a difference in the result that they have gotten. Now the associates answer. The difference in results comes because of the difference in the quality of hearing. Everyone present, it is true, listen to the Bhagavatam, but not everyone reflected on what they had heard. The difference in results came from this, as well as from the quality of their worship. Okay, they listened to the Bhagavatam, and then apparently they worshipped. The ghost listened for 7 days, but each night he worshipped the Lord, during which time he reflected with concentration on what he had heard. My God, this means, may I ask you what you remember from the Bhagavatam class? No, I won't ask you because it takes long. But everyone, just for a moment, pause and remember what you heard this morning. Perhaps it is 1 point, perhaps it is 2 point, or perhaps your brain feels like mashed potatoes, where you have no clear remembrance at this particular moment. And many of you have taken notes. So if you would now, each night, go through the notes or even through your memory, and then with great devotion in your heart, start to worship Krishna. Have a Krishna moment where you perhaps ask Krishna for revelation. The Bhagavatam would reveal itself differently, but your revelation would have a different shape than if you do what many, many do. They think they have heard it and they have taken notes, and now, yes, TK, and so on. The learning of someone who has been inattentive is unstable and lost. This is, I'm continuing with the subject. If you hear and you are inattentive, your knowledge is unstable and very soon lost. Perhaps today you remember 1 point or 2 points from the Bhagavatam. But if you have not given your full attention by reviewing for what you have heard and so on, you might lose it, and it will not help you in your journey in life so much. It will help a little bit. And now it's interesting. The logic continues and goes to japa. Japa, or chanting, done without concentration, is wasted. Hearing advice which comes from a doubtful source is also wasted. In order to obtain the fruits of hearing the Bhagavatam, 4 qualities should be there. One should have faith in the words of the spiritual master. One should have an attitude of humility about their own worth. It means not hubris, not thinking too much of yourself is good. One should be victorious over the flaws of the mind, and one should have unswerving concentration on the topics. Let's hear this again. The first quality is have faith in the words of the spiritual master, the speaker. In the Bhagavad Gita introduction, Prabhupada says, even if it's theoretical, just hear it without the normal commentary your mind puts. When you read the Bhagavatam, most probably the most frequently uttered commentary of your mind will be impossible. Second qualification, be realistic about your own worth, you know. That is, acknowledge your limitations. By the way, it's so relieving if you don't need to make a show before others and not before yourself, no? It's so relieving. Develop in the language of our movement some humility, no? The third is avoid mind roaming or negative thoughts. And the fourth is pay rapt attention to the topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam. By the way, if you like to take notes, you can, but I will give you in the end a formula by which you can work. So this is now when the people who were sitting there heard this, that everything you receive is according to your receptacle, how well you receive it, no? They said, can we hear the Bhagavatam a second time, please? And do these things. And they did it the same. It was a second Bhagavatam recital was arranged, and the same audience was again present. I think also some village animals must have been there, dogs who slept on the edge of the audience. But this time they listened more carefully than they had done previously. But at the end of the week, there was the most wonderful, let me try a new word, epiphany. That is a very blissful realization. Lord Hari himself descended into the assembly. He had many associates, and they all had celestial earrings. And when the Lord appeared, he blew into his celebrated conch shell. Sorry, it was much better. And the Panchajanya, and then the Lord embraced Gokarna, the recital, tightly. And Gokarna, in the embrace of the Lord, was totally transformed and took on divine form, and all those who were there, they absolutely went to that transcendental abode, which is searched for by the yogis. No? So these principles of listening to the Bhagavatam are also mentioned by the Bhagavatam in itself. This is a very often quoted verse by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, who told us mercifully, listen to this verse, apply it, and then you will have the whole, then you would have a wonderful benefit. Imagine we would have we would arrange a week just hearing Bhagavatam, and we all would apply these principles, and in the end the Lord would come and carry us back. Then most of you would say, not just now, I need to complete my education first. And some would say, yes. So here it is, the verse. Shinvata Shrataya Nityam. Everyone.
Shinvata Shrataya Nityam. Grinatasya Satyashinam. Kalena Nati Dirgena.
This is also, even I can understand the Sanskrit. One should listen, Shraddha, with faith, and Nityam means very regular. Furthermore, one must make some effort, Svacheshtitam, and then within time, the Lord will appear in the heart. Let's hear this in Prabhupada's translations. Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously, this means faith, they have faith here, will have the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna manifested in their hearts within a short time. I would like to recommend to you, please write a reference in your notebook if you like to take notes. Also, you could write this reference in your distraction machines. Oh, sorry, mobile telephones. It's Bhagavatam 2:8:4. No? There you will find some indications that might help you to draw the nectar out of the Bhagavatam. A traditional example is that of sugar cane. Within the sugar cane, there is sweet, sweet juice. But before you get the juice, you must put them through these valves or cylinders, they're turning cylinders, and they press the juice out. So this is your personal juicer, so to say, this verse, that helps you to take the nectar, the rasa, the taste of the Bhagavata out. This fixing the mind, these are all rules, it's about fixation of the mind. When you read it, a laser mind we want to have, and you need to practice this regularly and without negative talk, but with faithful talk in your mind. This fixing the mind, my dear devotees, is the whole principle of Krishna consciousness. To always remember in a fixed mind the Lord, to never forget Him, is what it's all about. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says something really nice about this. And give me one more time your mind. Hear this, then it will be very easy what I will say from that on. But one more time, you need to concentrate. We will read a text by Vishwanath Chakravarti from his commentary to the 12th verse the 8th verse of the 12th chapter. Are you with me?
Yes.
Without red bee shoes? Sorry, I'm a little sleep deprived, so it's only red bee juice, but that's it does the job for me. Maeva manatyasva mai buddhim niveshaya nivashishyasi maeva ata udvam nasamshaya. Krishna says, just fix your mind upon me alone. Don't forget your intelligence. Engage all your intelligence in me. And thus, without a doubt, you will reside in me forever, even after death. Fixation of the mind. No? And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains it so nice. Therefore, fix your mind in me, in my Shyama Sundara form. Why? You know, Krishna, there are many forms of Krishna. Universal form, the form in which he appeared in Mathura. Ram is there, Narsingha is there, Varaha. No, you are Gaudiya. Fix your mind in me, in my Shyama Sundara form. The black and beautiful cowherd boy, Krishna, who is dressed in yellow garments and adorned with a garland of forest flowers. Do not fix your mind in the featureless, formless effulgence, Brahman, but remember me. What to do with the intelligence? Well, absorb your analytical intelligence in me. You know, study the philosophy. Such remembrance of me causes one to be able to meditate upon me. Acha, after you have used your two mental faculties, you know, the mind which receives informations like clay, receives an imprint, and the intelligence which runs out and analyzes, after you have done this, meditation is an easy thing. Such remembrance of me by mind and intelligence causes one to be able to meditate upon me as described in the scriptural statements. As a result, after completing your duration of life in the current material body, you will reside with me in my abode. There is no doubt about this. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, I have to describe to you something personal at this stage. By my nature, I am like to read informations. But since I'm not a scholar and not so super analytical, but just a simple happy person, it was not always easy for me to read the Bhagavatam and the translations that were available to me. I did not get any juice out of it. I like to read the Mahabharata, but after I finished it one time, I also not. Only when I was very ill, and the doctor had come to me and said, this might be your last night with us. You might not survive and see the dawn when the lovers whisper words of affection into their ears. He was something, my doctor. He talked, "Oh, you also like poetic language?" I said, "Yes, yes, 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 yes." So, if you don't, you might not make it. And I do not know this vicinity, this closeness to the moment, to the possibility of dying, did something to me, because what I could see that in my mind I didn't have deep enough impressions of Krishna to be sure I would think about him at the moment of death. Instead, I had the impressions of my previous literature. I like to read and I like to hear music. I was a music lover and a literature lover before I came. And I thought I must do something about it. And I began to listen to Bhagavatam reciters who did for me what I needed to do on my own. And this is how I learned. They applied, the good ones I listened to, a process whereby the sometimes hidden spiritual essence of the Bhagavatam became revealed to me, to the reader. And I want to show you my discovery, and then I will request you to apply what I'm telling you now. It's your juicer of the Bhagavatam. And you can leave it up to yourself if something happens. Let's see if something happens. Are you willing to explore?
Yes.
Good. How do we learn anything? The Brihadaranyaka Upanishad teaches us a three-way process that can be compared to eating and digestion. You bring food to the mouth, then you chew it. If you don't chew it enough, you get morbus Crohn's or something, bad digestion and an aggressive odor from the pipe. You need to chew food, then you need to swallow it and digest it. So these processes are compared to bringing something out of the food. Shravanam means you hear the subject matter, or you read it with rapt attention. But if you do that, it's just like giving food which you have not chewed and digested. It can cause indigestion or this reaction which I had, that I did not like to read in the Bhagavatam. No? You must hear and read with rapt attention. It's a process. Then the second process is mananam. That manana means reflecting with some introspection and some contemplation. What does this mean? By the way, when you take notes, this is the time when you really sit with the tech. Sorry, not this. When you review the notes, that is when this happens. This reflection and digestion, the pre-digestion in the mouth. Then you go even a level deeper. Nididhyasan, it can mean deep contemplation. And Valadev Vidyabhushana says it can also mean applying it. Because when you run with the text into your life and do what the text says, you will see something happening. And finally, this is an addition from Baladev Vidyabhushana, which I find very necessary, it is Vandanam, or praying, that the knowledge begins to reveal themselves. So I would like to do this with you for a moment, and then I will request you to form groups of two and do it yourself and see if you get something from the Bhagavatam that gives you some juice. Is that good?
Yes.
Good. So let us first please find your partner in this exercise. He should be nearby. No need to make big migrations. You found your partner, Smita? Ramananda, you found your partner? Hare Krishna. You found your partner? The Namaruchi. Manju, you found your partner? Vrindavan Vinodini, found someone? Yes. Okay, it seems you're enthusiastic to talk. This is very good. But we must talk about the right content, no? This, this will be epic, what we will do now. I will now give you an example with the Bhagavatam, how to apply these processes, and then I will give you one text where you need to do it in your team of two. Okay? First, I will show you, and then you will please do yourself. It starts usually with it's called mana sangharanam. You need to collect your mind, which is all over. I suggest we do it with a well-known invocation. One moment. I will chant this line one time alone, and then we will chant it three times together. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Collect your mind again. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And now we will chant it one more time, being aware of the meaning. Om, everything comes from Om. Namo, my obeisances to the Lord Bhagavan, who is present everywhere. It's important that the mind is fixed. It's not a vocal cord. You must fix your mind and intelligence. Very important, my dear devotees. Otherwise, with an uncollected mind, you will not be able to have the full result. By the way, the Om, if you want to chant it properly, the O sound gets 25% of the length of the sound. The another 25, and 50% goes to the M, which should move out. The Bhagavatam says, like the ring of a bell, ping. So I will do it one time for you. The mind must be fixed on the Lord. Again, everyone. First is, we will read and hear with rapt attention. Shinvatam svakata Krishna punya shavana kirtana ridyantasto hyabhadrani vidunoti surit satam. Now, hearing with rapt attention. What this means is described by Jiva Goswami. We heard this a few days ago. We will move like a calf who moves behind the cow mother who has a full udder. So we will move behind each word which are pregnant or full with meaning and taste. Sri Krishna. The personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma or Super Soul, in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So I have heard this and read this with rapt attention. Now the second point. We now will introduce first step of becoming mindful of the subject. Mindful is such a good word. The mind now needs to get full of this subject. We will reflect with introspection. How does this verse or passage relate to my devotional life at present? Yes? So this I will show you how I would do this. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart. Oh, the Lord is also in my heart. That's my first reflection. And who is the benefactor of the truthful devotee. Acha, he is acting in my welfare, in my interest and for my welfare. Let me continue reading. That Sri Krishna cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages. Wow! If I reflect about it, I have tried many things to lose my interest for the harmful things of the world, but was not fully successful up till now. But the Lord, who's in my heart, is willing to become the heart sweeper, not the street sweeper, the heart sweeper, and helps me to get free from my inner stumbling blocks. But I must be eager to hear his message. What are these messages? Manana, they are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So, the third step would be Nididhyasana, to think how I can apply these teachings. So I would reflect about this verse and said, aha, I have to develop the urge to hear the message, and then I should just do that, hear it. Well, let me listen to some Bhagavatam speakers who somehow can reach me and lay the spark there, and then let me make a reading plan. My reading plan is, I will every Saturday and Sunday I set aside and I have 1 hour Bhagavatam time. Let me try this, no? And in this way, and finally, when you stumble about something which you have heard, you can pray for realization. So what we will do now is I will read to you sections from the purport, and I request you to do the first three things. Hear with rapt attention, reflect, and then think how you can apply it. And you should share this with your neighbor. No? The neighbor will tell me how good you did. Don't worry. I'm joking, my foolish jokes. And also you should think how to apply. Are you with me?
Yes.
Good. So we will do this now. I think we saw that in the Bhagavatam class, but maybe it was something similar, but I saw that again. So here it is. Messages of the Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, are non-different from Him. Hear it, reflect about it, no? Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Lord Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastaka, these are prayers, declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that He, the Lord, has endowed His innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reference at his convenience. So Prabhupada is now talking about chanting the holy names. Wow. The Lord is so kind to us that He can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. But unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. Aha, here's an opportunity. Krishna can come personally, but the text said you must have an urge or a taste to hear, no? We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotee of the Lord. Acha! If I become a sevaka, I will become a sadaka. If I become a servant in the mission of a pure soul, I will develop taste. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I don't think we should take too much of this. Let me add one more. Can you deal with one more paragraph? Yes, good. Now you must again be very focused, because the English is very high class. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. In other words, in the degree in which someone makes an effort, he reciprocates that, and Lord reveals himself. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord, and has thus become eager to hear about him, at that the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. And now this is a classic from Prabhupada, you will hear. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Wow, there's help. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few persons want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. So, my dear devotees, we will go back to the text, and I request you now to turn to your neighbor. You can also, if you want to read more, read this in your mobile telephone, 1217, and discuss from there. Maybe you want to start on how eager you are and what might help you to increase the eagerness. Somehow or other, find your entrance into this verse to discuss it. And you will see, if you keep in mind the little list which we had. Hearing first, or collecting the information, then reflecting about it, and then thinking how to apply the teachings, something wonderful will come out. Let's go back to the text, because then we can look at it. And please start now. I will watch the time for you. Hare Krishna. Was it useful for you to have these discussions?
Yeah.
Have you perhaps seen how the text revealed a little bit more depth for you? Because, see, this is very... the Bhagavatam can reveal depths. Of course, it happens with every text. When you talk about it, you see different perspectives. What we are talking here is different. It's really Krishna seeing in the heart that, or seeing you, or looking into your heart and seeing, oh, this person is interested in truth, this person is interested in me, and then he gives help. Just like the text, it's all right, we can leave it here. The text said, he being the benefactor in the heart, removes the obstacles to truth, Krishna conscious understanding, this material absorption, and so on. I would like to give you a little tip that those of you who have been with me personally, outside lectures, formats, you know, I have seen in my association with devotees, we always take out a spiritual text. When we make a walk, we take a spiritual text with us, Bhagavatam. It could also be the songs of the acharyas. And then we read it together, and we, each one who's there in that little group, they we asked, okay, please read this passage, and then here share your reflections. First of all, tell us what you read, Shravanam, then Manana, what you reflect, and if the text yields this, please share how you might apply that in your life. And I can really tell you from the experiences of, I don't know, I do this since 30 years, yes, like that. It's an old practice for me. All the meetings become delightful, really delightful, and because I can only describe it, the Lord reveals Himself. It becomes living spirituality, living Krishna consciousness, and there's nothing more nourishing for our souls for that. So these simple processes which you see there are done like this. I have left out vandana, because vandana or praying is something you have to do individually. I had initially, when I was not sure how long this presentation would take, planned to ask you to turn to the altar and pray for realization. I think we should do that, you know. Why not be adventurous in our spiritual life? So turn a little around, maybe 45 minutes. Same melody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. So I will give, this is now the time to put the mobile telephones out, and not out, aside, I wanted to say. We will sing one time the Mahamantra to collect our minds, because sometimes it's difficult to pray on command, you know. Was that the melody which we sang in the beginning? Or we go to that place? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hear the verse, and then we will pray for some realization. See, Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma or Super Soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So please, as you sit tall, facing the altar, say your own personal prayer about how Krishna might help you in whatever confidential desire you have in relationship to him. Start your prayer now. We will not have a lot of time, so remain focused. One last thank you very much for participating in this. I hope it was not only helpful now, but it has started you to perhaps see how you can actively engage with the sacred texts and really see how Krishna is reciprocally respondent. I hope I say it in right English. Reciprocally respondent. No? What a combination of words. Wonderful. I want to end this. This was my last presentation. I think so. I don't know. I don't know where we are any longer. But I take the opportunity to invite you. Many have talked with me about this Vrindavan experiences, Vrindavan, yeah. We have planned a new type of retreat. We call it the Vrindavan Immersion Retreat. And we have three speakers. There is Gauranga Darshan, whom I personally consider the professor in our movement on the Bhagavatam, a very wonderful speaker, and Hari Parshad Prabhu, who is known for his deeply insightful things. He quotes from the whole Vedic scriptures, and he has wonderful subjects that are very helpful. And yes, so these speakers are there, and no gentleman speaks about himself, so you will not hear from me anything. I highly recommend these types of this retreat. It takes place from the 26th of February, I'm reading it from here, to the 4th of March. February has only 28 days, as far as I remember, so it's 6 days. It will be done directly at the site of Giriraj, just next to Giriraj. You can reach Giriraj in, I think, 3 minutes. Yes, you're there, and you're in a particularly beautiful part of the forest. There, it's a forest that is intact, and it's a very peaceful location. It's different from Vrindavan town in many ways. So you might, I think I'll leave this on. You might make a photo on your mobile telephone and save the date. What is it? It's a Bhakti intensive retreat for deepening Shravanam, Kirtanam, and Smaranam. A lot of Smaranam will be there in the sacred valley of Giriraj. No? So you are most welcome. If you wish to register, I mean, my God, are you practically minded? You can contact our Shrisha. This is not Shisha, this is Andhra, and Andhra. No, these two are the very registrative Matajis, you know. Hare Krishna. And there is information. Fine. My dear devotees, I believe this class was very straightforward and clear and simple. Don't forget my little, this I can't show you, it's dirty now, work on your receptacle, on your receiving qualities, then you will receive much, much more from the Bhagavatam. I wish you all the best, and see you for this evening and tomorrow. I'm already feeling it's over, but it's not over. Tomorrow is tomorrow. I will end here. Thank you very much, and Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.